Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Easter Monday when last we were in Murondoy. Myrtle was concerned that many persons were not adhering to the safety practices to fight COVID-19. Dental hoped they would soon change their attitude. Kevin, who had earlier told Unique that if Divine had a baby, she wouldn't have had time for her affair with Brian, apologized, and they discussed having their own, but agreed to talk about it when the pandemic is over. Coretta went begging for greens from Catalina and Myrtle and said she hoped to get money from the oil profits. Denzel told her that for government to access oil funds, it would have to be approved by committees such as the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee. We now join Lawrence and Monica at home.
They both ask us to believe
Lawrence,
something is going
I
to happen.
Weary tell you that Coretta ain't got no shame or disgrace. Imagine she come here to beg we for chicken, then turn around and cuss we.
It's the same thing she do to Catalina and Myrtle. Go beg them for little greens, then turn around and cuss them.
Look, that woman ain't got 1 ounce of shame, I tell you. Then she keep talking about when they gonna start sharing the aisle money because of coronavirus.
It's just how they do things, eh? The government could just say one day, let me share the aisle money. That people don't think.
I don't know if Guyana is a backward country where anything goes. As far as I know, they got to go to parliament and suffer them things.
You know what? I'm gonna ask Divine. Aye, lad. Let me talk to quick. Is Ryan calling me?
As sure as he and Divine quarreling again. Is why the child run back home for torment the boy.
Hello?
Mr. Lawrence? I'm begging you. Please come and collect your daughter.
Is what going on?
I don't have any peace. She's tormenting me day and night. Before I end up in jail, please come and collect Divine.
Ryan, I beg you. Please don't do anything stupid. We supposed to be practicing social distancing, but me and Monica are going to try and come over this afternoon.
Thank you.
Oh, Father. You see, it's one now.
As you said, they're fighting again.
Wait, man. Like since Divine home from work, she just there for make the boy life miserable.
Before she focus on she good work, she got her ExxonMobil. She there bother with this nonsense.
Let she make her son go back to work, man.
But you can't blame ExxonMobil for shutting down the office due to this coronavirus outbreak, you know. They put the safety and health of the workers first. And this is what everybody should do.
Well, yes, I understand that. But Divine needs something to keep her occupied so she could stop tormenting poor Ryan. I thought she working from home. Why she don't help Unique? The village council giving out information every day about the pandemic. They're doing wellness checks on the elderly. They're ensuring people washing and sanitizing their hands and their surroundings. Why she don't keep yourself busy?
Look, Divine is a big girl. We can't tell you what to do.
Look, anyway, I glad ExxonMobil taking all the precautions. She even tell me they're screening the people before they travel to work offshore.
Yes, you could imagine what would happen if somebody ended up with the virus on the rig.
Look, you got to rebuke certain things. But in addition to the... She tell me they got the medical people on the offshore facility to monitor the staff.
That is good. I wonder if they can ship Divine out to offshore facility till this pandemic done. There must be something she could do.
Look, Lawrence, be serious. That's not her job. She's working on local content, and I'm sure she's still got some work she's doing in the meantime.
I'm just saying, man, for peace sake.
Yeah, but Divine got a good job there. I really hope she hold on to it.
Yeah, me too. Hey, you saw this pandemic affect the price of oil?
Well, that's expected. It's a global crisis.
Yes, I was reading too about Saudi Arabia and Russia. They got a conflict that affecting the price too. Yeah, it's basically this. Russia refused to cut down on their production.
But why they would do that?
Remember, if you're producing less, the price can be higher.
Oh, okay.
So here comes Saudi Arabia. They decide they can offer big discounts and basically flood the market with oil. Bam, bam. There's where the story comes.
You see, it's all about money and power in this world.
Yes. But if the oil price is low, we got to think of what that gonna mean for Guyana. Below prices, ExxonMobil can probably got to wait longer to recover their money. And we can get less profits.
Well, yes. But look, this pandemic ain't gonna last forever. And let me hope Russia, Saudi Arabia, and whoever else are out the issue. Eventually, the price for oil gonna go back to normal.
Yeah, but the question is how long that gonna take, love? And what effect it can have on we economy?
Well, we might end up having the problems, yes. But it's all over the world. And don't forget, we got other natural resources, so it's not oil alone we got to depend on. When you think we got it bad in Guyana, you check other places.
True.
Plus, we just started out in oil in Guyana. If you ask me, it's better we face this sort of crisis now than later.
What you say though?
It means we would have gone through some of the worst. After we come through this, we can be prepared for anything.
Well, ExxonMobil would have got through all kind of crisis over the years. Remember, them people in Ireland since the 1800s.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever the case may be, I believe we gonna be all right.
Hey, Marlo.
You just come off the road. You wash your hands?
Of course, babes.
Oh.
I could sit.
Your chair is there, I know.
Who's what you watching? Young and the Restless?
What are you doing home now?
I ain't tell we close off the mining operation for a little while due to this coronavirus.
Still didn't expect to see you home now.
Oh, Marlo. I glad to be home to spend a little more time with you and Mina. I just passed by the market and buy some fruits, you know. Got some oranges, pineapple, and watermelon. We got to keep up with intake of vitamin C so the immune system could stand up against this virus. I ain't want nothing harm to we or me now. Glad to see Mirundai people taking this thing seriously though. You hardly seen people on the road, Daddy said. They're going to be fumigating the market tomorrow again.
Fumigating?
Spray down, wash down, whatever.
Oh.
This part of the Ministry of Communities plan to stop this thing spreading. The regional democratic councils, the municipal councils, neighborhood democratic councils, all working together. And it's not only the market they're going to be sanitizing, you know. Any public facility. Matter of fact, they probably should wash down all them roads and so every couple of days. But you know what working out really good? All them public hand washing places. If people got to go to the house for buy food or whatever, at least they got options to help them stay safe. Marlo? This is all you're going to keep saying?
What else you want me to say, Anil? Huh? You should call Benicia if you want somebody to talk to.
Here we go again. What else you want me to do, Marlo? I'll show you that I delete your number from the phone and a black shit. What else you want to do to prove that it's you alone I want?
So, I must just jump and forgive you just like that? Until you're ready for do it again?
I promise you, Marlo. No woman gonna ever come between me and you again. I put that on my life, babes. Please, you got to believe me.
I know. I want to ask you something.
Okay.
How would you feel if I go out there and find a man with you?
What? Marlo, man, come on. Where you going with now?
We gonna be equal. And then, Then we could move on.
Look, this nonsense you're talking, man. With all them disease out there.
Oh, now you know about disease. You know what hold a woman and crawl out from. And you had no thought about disease when you didn't join the Spanish woman.
Look, you're being a little unreasonable, you know, Marlo.
Who feels it knows it, Anil. You really hurt me. And honestly, I don't know if I could ever forgive you.
Baby, look, come on, let me talk. Let me
don't touch me, Anil.
All right, babes, let's...
I can't stand you right now. Just leave me alone.
Marlo. Marlo!
The script said we should have did that 20.
Is the reason y'all here, Daddy and Auntie Monica?
Well, we just thought we'd come and check in on y'all.
But you know we're supposed to be practicing social distancing. Is no reason for y'all being over here.
I called them.
You think I don't know that?
Alright. Don't let me start an argument. Me and Monica take all the safety precautions in coming over here.
Listen. I don't have time for no small talk. I want Divine out my house.
Out which house? This is our house.
No crime. Stop it now. Y'all too young. In this time of coronavirus, you mean y'all must live like cat and dog? Come on, man.
Please excuse me. When you leave in, please take her.
Right on, wait. I gonna go and talk to him.
Is why this silly woman calling me again?
Is who?
Coretta.
She calling you to ask you about all money, no?
I'm fed up of her.
I understand. Anyway, can we talk about you and Ryan?
Auntie Monica, no disrespect, but can we talk about anything else except that? Please.
All right. Well, I was wondering. Since we just mentioned oil, we keep hearing about the Natural Resource Fund, right? But I'm curious to know. How they gonna really take out money from this fund for do things in the country?
You familiar with the term fiscal year? Okay, it's basically, a fiscal year is a financial year. So for example, we have a budget every year.
Right.
So the fiscal year is a period of 12 months.
Okay.
So the monies that can come out of the fund is the economically and fiscally sustainable amounts.
Hold. All them big fancy terms?
Don't worry, I can explain. The fiscally sustainable amount is the maximum amount that can be withdrawn from the fund for a fiscal year.
Oh, okay.
In withdrawing this amount, they have to make sure that the long-term security of the fund is not at risk, that you have fair distribution and stability. The minister is responsible for calculating this amount and it has to be calculated on the 1st of June every year.
Right.
Then you have the economically sustainable amount, which is basically the money that would support long-term growth.
Oh. It's like how me and Lawrence might make plans for the next 2 or 3 years for the chicken business. We decide how much money we put back in the business that won't have negative effect on the savings. But instead, gonna contribute to the business growing.
Yeah, kind of like that. So, the economically sustainable amount, the minister got to decide what is the most money that can be withdrawn from the fund that won't negatively affect Guyana's economy. So, in other words, the amount must support the overall progress of the country.
So that we ain't gonna end up in poverty or anything of the sort.
Exactly.
So, the minister does make that decision by himself?
Well, no. He got to consult with the macroeconomic committee. They're basically responsible for advising the minister. Of course, they got to look at different factors before advising the minister. They got to look at things like past spending, exchange rates, inflation, stability of public spending, and stuff like that. And this amount is recommended for the next fiscal year and then another 3 years.
Oh, okay. But what if we end up with some sort of emergency? They got provision for that?
Yeah, in a case. Okay, say like we had a natural disaster. The minister can make this request. But when it comes to emergency funds, that money can't be more than the economically and fiscally sustainable amounts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Lawrence, I just want Divine out this house. Y'all carry she.
All right, Ryan. Calm down.
Nobody is putting me out of my own house.
Oh, father, what is this?
You just here to make my life miserable.
You said for better or worse. Well, this is part of the worst, Ryan. Deal with it.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.